Hello, my name is Sheila Vince, volunteer gardener at the Acton Arboretum. Welcome to an audio tour of the Acton Arboretum. Instructions for the audio tour. This audio tour is made in one continuous audio track. You will need to pause the tour between numbered stops. At the end of each stop description, you will hear a sound. Please pause at this time and walk to the next stop, where you will press play again. If you do not have a smartphone, please contact us at actonarboretum.org for a guided tour. We will be using the self-guided tour stops on the green coloured map of the upper grounds, numbered 1 through 13, and the red coloured map of the back 40 woodlands trails, numbered 14 through 21. You can find these maps on the website under self-guided tours. The tour stops correspond to numbered posts in the ground at the various gardens and features. We hope you enjoy the tour. Stop number one, the swale garden. The swale garden borders the drainage area that separates the crabapple orchard near Taylor Road from the main lawn. Native plants create natural habitat, protective cover, and travel corridors for wildlife. The plants, flowers, fruit, and texture create a restful natural setting highlighted by both purple iris and white shrub roses. Other plants include summer sweet, inkberry, and more hardy roses. Stop number two. The wooden footbridge. Beyond the swale garden, a wooden footbridge spans the width of the swale and leads walkers past hardy roses to the hosta garden and the daylily garden. Stop number three, the hosta garden. The hosta garden has more than 150 assorted species, many commercially available and easily grown in your own yard. Companion plants include various viburnums, fothergilla, and dogwood species that add a vertical element to the garden and offer fruit and fall colour. Needled evergreens provide year-round interest, giving colour, texture, and structure to the garden, while a canopy of mature white pines creates the shade required by hosta plants. The nearby daylily garden is a low-maintenance perennial garden. Varied blooming times and repeat bloomers offer a mass of colour from summer to early fall. These salt and drought tolerant plants are easy to grow and do best in full sun. Stop number four, the butterfly garden. The butterfly garden is a mixed perennial and annual border providing food and shelter for the butterflies. A granite watering trough is nearby. Ruby-throated hummingbirds and the smaller hummingbird moths are often seen feeding in the garden. The butterfly garden flanks a wooden arbour that spans a path into a wet meadow situated behind the butterfly garden. A diversity of summer wildflowers inhabits this full sun environment. Stop number five, the herb garden. The Arboretum's herb garden is a replica of a typical 1700s herb garden with medicinal, culinary and strewing herbs. It nestles in an old fieldstone foundation. Flowers, fruit and foliage take visitors back to colonial times when the herb garden was a mainstay of life and health. Perimeter plantings complement the herb garden. Old-fashioned purple and white lilacs accent the greens and greys of the herbs, while the dainty pink flowers of the silver bell tree create a stunning spring display. In the fall, birds are drawn to the garden to feast on the bayberries. Other ornamentals include cornelian cherry dogwood, flowering quince, and inkberry. Stop number six. The old apple orchard. This trail passes through an old apple orchard where cottontail rabbits are often seen. The brambles along the edge of the trail provide good cover and protection from predators. Stop number 7, the Dug Pond. This Dug Pond is the only pond in the Arboretum that lies in full sun. Cattails have colonised the pond, while green frogs and American toads use the pond as an annual breeding area. Seasonal groundwater fluctuation dries up the pond, eliminating any fish, thereby making the pond ideal for amphibian breeding. Stop number 8, the open meadow. The open meadow provides a diverse habitat for many songbird species such as song sparrows, catbirds, and other meadow nesting birds. Further along, a side trail passes the rhododendron garden. Come here to find splashes of colour in the early spring. The trail circles the edge of meadow to rejoin the wildflower loop trail. Stop number 9, the red maple swamp. This boardwalk passes through a red maple swamp and over Mary's Brook, so named after Mary Michaelman. Look for the fern collection on both sides of the trail. Stop number 10, the farm quarries. Look carefully to see where a farmer may have quarried fence posts or foundation stones from the granite. This is one of two farm quarries near trails in the Arboretum. Stop number 11, the wildflower garden. On the hillside above this boardwalk, the wildflower garden displays native New England wildflowers common to a hardwood forest. The wildflowers peak from early April through May. The later blooming varieties help carry the garden into the summer and beyond. If you look closely along the trail connecting the two boardwalks, you may notice more wildflowers planted in the woodland habitat. Stop number 12, the farm ponds. These two farm ponds have vertical sides and a bottom covered with flat rocks, indicating that the landowner dug them sometime in the past. The larger upstream pond is on private property. During the summer months, the ponds are covered by a thin floating layer of duckweed and watermeal. Both ponds provide excellent wildlife habitat and serve as vernal pools. Stop number 13, the lilac collection. From the farm pond, return to the orchard loop trail. A lilac collection lines this trail. Welcome to the Back 40 self-guided tour. The trails through the Back 40 are based on old farm roads, cow paths and foot trails, and as such are not universally accessible. The trail from Wood Lane entrance proceeding north through the Highlands area has relatively gentle gradients, but the surface is natural with roots and stones and is quite muddy in spring and in wet weather. The section leading down the Esker to the bog is rather steep and should only be attempted by those who can navigate a steep, rocky slope. The access for these trails from the Taylor Road parking lot begins at the northern end of the boardwalk by the wildflower garden. One may also access this trail from the Wood Lane entrance or from Minot Avenue near the bog. While walking through the Back 40, visitors can see various forest succession stages, interesting geologic features, and a variety of animal habitats. Stop number 14. Invasive Species Control Area. This area of the Arboretum is being actively managed to remove Norway maples, winged euonymus, multiflora rose, honeysuckle, and other invasive non-native species that crowd out more desirable but less well-adaptive native species. This undertaking will help maintain species diversity in the area. In time, native species such as American beech or sugar maple may be reintroduced into this area. Stop number 15, Pine Grove. This nearly pure stand of towering white pines seems almost cathedral-like on a sunny afternoon, with an errant glacial boulder at hilltop that could serve as a pulpit. These tall trees provide dense shade and an acidic understory that limits shrub growth. Few birds find this area a safe place to nest, although owls, hawks, or crows might be seen high up amongst the treetops. Look for the forest stones nearby. Stop number 16, Esker. You are standing atop an esker, a raised gravel stream bed left by melting and receding glacier. The presence of pitch pines and dominance of oaks, plus a wide variety of other trees that are adapted to dry conditions, provide evidence of the esker's dry glacial gravel base. The esker is a mini continental divide for this lower part of the Arboretum. The great swamp on the trail's west side drains south into Coles Brook and the Fort Pond Brook watershed, while the east side wetlands and bog drain east into the Neshoba Brook watershed. Stop number 17, Bog. This 2.5 acre bog is a classic glacially created wetland that has been colonised with bog plants. Its sphagnum moss bed is about 16 feet deep in some places. As with most peatlands, no stream flows into this bog, significantly limiting the nutrients entering the bog. There is no constant supply of oxygen, which is necessary to fuel the bacterial decomposition process. Both of these factors slow the rate of biologic decomposition of the organic matter and keep the environment very acidic, often with a pH less than 4.0. As a result, plants grow here that are unable to gain a foothold in other environments. Plants such as northern pitcher plants and members of the heath family, such as leatherleaf. Stop number 18, Wildlife Corridor. The dense shade and thick acidic decomposing needle litter on the forest floor limit shrub growth. An exception can be found along this telephone easement running through the property, where sapling, black birch, red maple and buckthorn grow in profusion. For large animals such as white-tailed deer, red fox and coyotes, this old telephone easement provides an important east-west travel corridor through the Arboretum, along with necessary cover for these mammals. Stop number 19, Farm Quarry. Quarrying was done in Acton throughout the 1800s, but did not become a major industry until the 1880s. Earlier times saw small-scale quarrying being done by farmers to cut fence posts and foundation stones. Many quarries such as this can be found scattered throughout the woods in Acton. Stop number 20, Ledge Outcrop. Here is a very steep, exposed ledge topped with junipers. At the base of the ledge is a small cluster of tupelo trees. Tupelo is fairly rare in Acton and is generally considered to be a wetland species tolerant of flooding. There is a small seep or spring at the base of the ledge which provides a constant water supply for both the tupelos and the American crambrush growing next to the tupelos. Stop number 21, Old Orchard. This old apple orchard with fairly high groundwater has a number of very large old apple trees that are hollow and in advanced stages of decline. The trees provide den areas for raccoons, red and grey squirrels, deer mice, and white-footed mice. This area is densely overgrown with honeysuckle and multiflora rose, providing nesting habitat for many of the same species found in an edge habitat. Blue jays and yellow-billed cuckoos nest in this protected environment. Thank you for taking the audio tour. These recordings were made possible by Acton TV and the Friends of Acton Arboretum, who manage the website. Please visit www.actonarboretum.org for more information, to donate, or to become a member. Thank you.